Okay, let's continue our discussion of the sugya in Perek Chi, Perek Rabbi Akiva. We are on Ayin Aleph, Yerushalmi, Ayin Aleph, and Masechta Shabbos. We will start with Ayin Amid Beis. Just one ha'ara that I didn't make in the last year, the beginning of the Perek. So we're talking about this Perek about how Avodah Zarah is Metame Ki Nida. Nida Rabbanan Pashtus. Again, we had a day yesterday that's Mechuveres, it's Eina Mechuveres. Pashtus is the Rabbanan. The Vilna Gaon, if you look in the Pnini Mishulchan Agra, it's quoted in the Divrei Shol. Divrei Shol is the Shol Lameshiv, Rav Yosef Shol Nathanson. But also it's quoted here in the Pninim, that he quotes, Shemati B'Shem Agon Atana Ha'eloki. I heard in the name of the Gra, that when Rachel Imenu says to her father, when she's sitting in the tent, sitting on the Trufim, sitting on the idols that she stole from Lavan, she says, don't be upset that I can't stand up in front of you. Ki derech nashimli. Derech nashimli, which Pashup Shah, she's a Nida and she can't stand up. But says the Gra, maybe she's being Meramesh, maybe it's not a total lie, because after all, she's not, the Dvar Sheker. So maybe she's sitting on the Trufim, which have the level of tuma of Anida. And derech Trafim, the Kfar Amru b'Pesach Shabbos, Avodah Zarah Metamei Basa Kenida, v'zer Sham Rachel, ki derech Nashimli, shrei locha ha-trafim, v'shachva aleihem, v'yem kein metamei kemo Nida. Maybe that's what it's remez too, and that's also in the, I saw the Rebbe Reb Heschel, in the Chanukah HaTorah also says, Kadesha lo tehei tzadek azu nechsheles l'sheker neged avia b'amra ki lo chal lakum eparecha v'yishvachi ramza lo shetumas nida aleha. That there is tumas nida in the area, and that is the idols under her. Okay, so he thought, what a derech Hashem. What derech Hashem normally means, he didn't get the remes, but that's the idea. Okay, so we are up to Masnisan. Ayin of Abayis, about 10 lines up at the bottom. Masnisan Kamanda Amar. So we just had a machlokes between machlokes in the deos and the brises. How tame are the mishamshin of Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is betame kenida, right? That would be tumas maga and tumas masa. What about the mishamshin? So one says it's like a nida, and one says no, it's like a sheretz, which is one brisa says mishamshek sheretz. It's only tame maga and not masa. So masnisan kamanda Amar Avodah Zarah kenida mishamshek kenida. The following mishnah proves that even the mishamshin, even not the idol itself, but even the servicing, any item that services, it could be a broom, it could be a, a roof, anything that services the idol. Where do you see that from? Which mishnah? Because the following, Tanina, we learned it in Mishnah, in Avodah Zarah. In Avodah Zarah, Daf, Mem, Zayin, Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, in the Bavli, that Mishnah talks about if a person shares a wall with a Beis Avodah Zarah, right? There are two, it's a double house. One side is a Beis Avodah Zarah and one side is a private family. So the wall inside, in the middle, is jointly owned. What happens if that wall falls down? What's the halacha with that, those rocks and stones? Are they usur, right? Are they Avodah Zarah or are they not? So v'ataninan, what does the Mishnah say? Avanav ve'etzav va'afaro mitamen kisharetz. The stones and the wood and the dirt are still considered Avodah Zarah, and there are mitamei kisharetz. They're mitamei kisharetz. You have to keep reading the Mishnah, right? It's not quoted here. They're mitamei kisharetz, which means like it's only one level of tumah. But if you look in that Mishnah there, Rabbi Akiva Omer Kenida. Rabbi Akiva says no. All those rocks and stones are tamei like a nida, meaning even tamei masa. So pashtos, that wall is mishamshim. It's not the Avodah Zarah itself. It's that Avodah Zarah was in the house, and the house is the Mishamesh, and you have that same Machlokas. Rabbi Akiva is saying there that it's Tamei Mishamasa, so you see that even the Mishamshin are the more intense level of Tumah. Not just Maga, but also Masa. So doesn't that prove it? Says the Gemara, Tipter, maybe no, maybe not. Maybe the Mishnah there is talking about a case where Hishtachave Labayas. No, first you bow down to all of the raw materials. You went into the factory and bowed down to the wood and the stones, and then you built it into a house. So it was Avodah Zarah. It wasn't Mishamshin. It was Avodah Zarah Mamish. So if that's not a Raya, V'yachar kach b'nayo, and then you built it, period. So you take that, so it's not a Raya the other way. The Rishonim there, Rashi, start with Rashi. Rashi there, Avodah Zarah, Dav Mem Zayin, Amid Beis, wonders, really? The whole, all the rocks and the stones that fell down here are now considered Avodah Zarah? Shouldn't half of them be not Avodah Zarah? Let's say the half the wall, we shared the wall, shouldn't it be? So Rashi says, what about Brera? What about Brera? Right, one of our favorite topics, Brera, where you could see a future distinction and future reallocation. You could see the roots of that in the past. That's the Sugya Brera. When something is Huvrar, do you say that Lamafreya, you can see the roots of that separation and splitting up. When children split up a Yerusha, do you say that, well, whatever portion that I got, this was always my portion. This was always my portion going way back. Right? And there are nafkaminas, the Mishnayos talk about. Brera, that's the Sugya of Brera. Big Sugya, Yesh Brera, Ein Brera. Machlokas Tanoi, Machlokas Amaram, Rishonim, V'chulu. Says Rashi says, Ein Brera. Must be that you don't say that, because if you would say Brera here, then whatever stones I pick up from my wall was never Avodah Zarah. This was always my side of the wall. And whatever the Avodah Zarah side picks up, that was his side of the wall. But it must be Ein Brera. Must be we say you don't say Brera, and therefore it is all labeled as potential. This was Avodah Zarah, and that's why it is all Tame. Why do we say Ein Brera here? The usual rule is, Rishonim say, we say Ein Brera b'daraisa and Yesh Brera b'dirabanan. That's usually what we say. Again, there's a question whether that's just mitzad chumra. That's also machlokas achronim about this distinction, right? But let's just take it for at face value now. Yesh Brera by Ein Brera b'daraisa and Yesh Brera b'dirabanan. Here we're talking about a context of Rabbanan. Tumas avodazar is Rabbanan. So you should say Yesh Brera. So the Tosfos Yontif on this Mishnah says, Chumra da Avodah Zarah. You're right, we should, but we're machmir by Avodah Zarah. We're machmir by Avodah Zarah to be extra machmir, which is interesting because we just said on yesterday's daf that we're going to be makel three times in the drushas that we're going to make here because it's only Avodah Zarah Durabanan. We just said that Beferish on Ayin Amad Aleph, right? Three times we're going to darshan it Lekula because it's only Avodah Zarah Durabanan. But here, the Tosfos Yontif is saying that, Mishum Chumra da Avodah Zarah, even though it's only Avodah Zarah Durabanan. That was his kasha. That was his kasha. Okay, interesting. That's what he says. You think this has no halacha l'maaseh ramifications. So the Trumas Hadeshen in a tshuva, in Shin Lamed Zayin. Shin Lamed Zayin. Reuven and Shimon own a house together. Haylam bayis b'shutfis v'chilko l'shnayim, and they split it up. They each own a house. They split it up, and you take this room, and I take that room. V'chil v'kosal echad shalavanim mafzik b'neihem v'achar kach chilko shal shneim. Fine. And then they had to break down the wall for some reason. Hutzukol listar kosal huva lasos mechisa shal crushim tachteha ubam lachol gavanim. It was a big stone wall. They broke it down in order to put up a thinner wooden wall. V'hayu b'tzara kosal shaklape ruvein avne gazis yikaros. Yoser bibitzad shaklapi Shimon. On Reuven's side of the wall was more expensive stones. And Reuven says, oh, look at that. I got these nice expensive stones. And Shimon says, no. The walls split. The walls split down the middle. I get half the value. Verotze Reuven lezakos and tfei mi Shimon. Bibitzad shaloh ayu hadinimo olo. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, yira de ein hadinimo. No, Reuven does not win here. You're splitting it up equally. Shimon could say, who says we should split the wall lengthwise? Maybe we should split the wall widthwise. And therefore I get, you know, the north side and you get the south side. So it's all equal. Who says, well, why do you have to split it to the side that's closer? And then he says, Nira, I'll bring you a raya that when walls fall down, you split it up equally. Right, from our Mishnah here, he says, Parakolat Slamim, Avodah Zarah Mem Zayin, Mahachamucha, the call of Neakosol, Shabazazev, Shabazazev, Shal Shneim Heim Beshaveh. These talk about the called Sacha Connect, who Chalkom, Ken Yesh Brera. You would say Yesh Brera, so therefore you see that it is, not going to be the case. Okay, we continue. Says, again, Brera we can spend a lot of time on, but we'll continue. So the Mishnah, the Gemara tried to bring a right from that Mishnah that the Tumas, Avodah Zarah, the Misham Sheha, is only the lower level Tumah, and we said, no, maybe that Mishnah is talking about actual Avodah Zarah. We skip, we take out the next 10 words, and we go to the Amar Reb Zeira. Amar Reb Zeira, Rav Huna, B'Shem Rav. Says the Rav, HaMishtachaveh, this is a related machlokas, once we're talking about bowing down to raw materials and the houses. So, we just gave an ukimta that you bow down to the raw materials before you build it into a house. That's mashma. What if you would have built it in? The Gemara didn't say, oh, maybe the Mishnah's talking about it, well, you bow down to the house. Didn't say that. It said you bow down to the raw materials before you build it into the house. Mashma, that if you would have bowed down to the house itself, maybe you wouldn't have become Avodah Zarah. So that's Shitas Rav. Rav says, well, we'll see. Rav or Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says, Amashachma Labayis Asro. Rav says, if you would have bowed, that would have been Asr, that would have made it Nasar. What do you mean? You can't Asr. The Gemara says you can't Asr a mountain. If I bow down to a mountain, I don't make it Asr. Ah, but this is not a mountain. This is what's called Talish Ubasov Chibro. Right? It was detached, and now you attached it. You made it Mechubal Karka. So is that called Karka or not? Talush Ulubasov Chibro. Shitas Rav, it's still called Talush. And therefore, because it was raw materials, and then you put it, you could attach it to the ground, Rav would say, in that case, not only if you bow down to the raw materials before you attached it, but even if you attached it, and then you bow down to the house, Rav says that's Usr, that's Nesar. Why? Because that's not called ground. That's called Talush Ulubasov Chibro, is still called, it's still called talush, detached, and therefore it could become asur mishum avodah zara. That's Rav Shita. Reb Zeira, Rabbi Yavo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan seems to hold the Gemara is going to have this as a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a different context, a different halacha, but we're going to assume it's the same yisod. Rav here was just talking about bowing down to talush alabasav chibro. Rabbi Yochanan talks about, what about violating the isser of me'ila? The Isser of illegally benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash, that also does not apply to Karka. What happens if you bowed, you violated and that, and you were makdish your house, and then you, you know, used it for personal benefit? So says the Rabbi Yochanan, HaMakdish is a bias. If somebody is makdish their house, you got to add in an important word, Ein Malinbo, right? If you makdish your house, there's no Isser of Me'ila, because it's considered Karka, and therefore there's no Me'ila, there's no Isser of Me'ila, getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, while it's Mechubar. So Rabbi Yochanan says why? Because Rabbi Yochanan was told Talish Lubasov Chibro is called Mechubar. So Machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Reb Zaora. Reb Zaora says, Havi Barabanan Pluga. Rabbanan said, oh, this must be a Machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Again, even though one is talking about Avodah Zarah and one's talking about Me'ila, two different halachic contexts, but we assume that it's the same Yisod. Man da Amar Asro, according to the Rav, according to the one who says that your house would become Asr Mishum Avodah Zarah Molenbo, he would also say that you could violate Me'ila if you have a house. Talish Lubasov Chibro, right? He would say that. Man to Amar, and now we just flip the these words. Rabbi Yochanan says, the one who says Ein Molenbo, Rabbi Yochanan who says there's no Me'ila because it's considered ground, Lo Asaro. It must be that he holds that you wouldn't Asr it if you were bowed down to it. Because Rav would say Talish Lubasov Chibro is called Talish. Rabbi Yochanan holds Talish Lubasov Chibro is called Mechubar. And therefore, that would have two nafkaminas, one Hilchas Me'ila and one Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Hesev Rabbi Chagai Kumi Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Chagai asked in front of Rabbi Yosa, Masnisa, the Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? You can take out a mikvos or a para. You'll find it there. So Masnisa, Pliga Al Rav. The following Mishnah sounds like it's against Rav. Again, what did Rav say? It's called Talish. Talish Lubasov Chibro is called Talish, according to Rav. So this Mishnah sounds like against that. Why? Hashokes Shebesela Ein Memalinba. That's the Mishnah, but you got to do a dot, dot, dot. So you got to look at the rest of that Mishnah. What is that Mishnah talking about? Hashokes. Shokes is like a trough that the animal drinks from. Shebesela. You have a rock that has a nice indentation in the rock. So you fill the rock up with water, and then the animal drinks from that. Is that called a kli? You just have an indented rock. So, Ein Mamalanba, you can't fill that up for Mechatas. We spoke about yesterday's daf, right? You can't use that as a kli, because it's not a kli. It's ground. That's not called Mayim Chaim El Keli, right? You can't fill that up because it's just a rock that was indented that you're using for to give water to your animals. I'm looking at it. I got the one from Para. Hashoka Shabasela Ein Mamalanba. Perak Ches. Halacha, Perkei Halacha Zayin. Hashoka Shepsela Ein Mamalin Ba, Vein Makachin Ba. You can fill it for Kiddush of Mechatas, and you can't Makachin Ba, Vein Mazin Mimani, you can't sprinkle from it, Vein Srichat Sama Pasil, Vein Apostel Sama Mikvah, doesn't Pasil Mikvah. It's not a Kli. It's not a Kli, basically. What happens if, what about this case? Haisuk, I'm still reading the Mishnah there. Haisuk Kli V'chibra Basid. What if I have a stone bowl. I have a stone bowl in my kitchen. What do? I then take that stone bowl and cement it into the ground because I like it in my backyard. I like the design. So I cemented it back. So it was a kli, and now I cemented it into the ground. So, ha'isa kli v'chibra basid, then it still has the status of a kli. says the Mishnah. Memalin ba, umakachin ba, umazin mimena, v'tziyukam apadam apalasal sa mikvah. That's called the kli, right? But the Gemara, that's the Mishnah. So we're going to be medayik though, it's only because it was a bowl, and then I attached it. But if it wouldn't have been a bowl first, then it wouldn't be called a kli. Let's see, that's the diak now. Mipnei shechakav yachaka chibra. The only reason it's called a kli is because first you made it into a bowl. You were chokek, you carved it out, and then you attached it. But let's say you would have at first attached. You have a stone in your kitchen, and then you're gonna attach it to the ground, and then you're gonna hollow it out into a bowl. That wouldn't be good enough. That wouldn't be called a kli. Once you put it into the ground, you can't then make it into a bowl. Meaning, talushalabasav chibro, if it's detached, then it's attached, it's not a kli. You just took a stone and you attached it, that would be called karka. Right? Only if you made it into a kli first and then attached it, then it loses the shame kli. But if you have just a raw material and then you put it into the ground, you attach it to the ground, that would be considered mechubar. So therefore, isn't that a kashan rav? The Gemara explicates, via hain bias. Right? What happened in the house? What did Rav say in the house? Rav says, you could bow down to a house and it's going to be usser. But this Mishnah sounds like otherwise. No. Only if you bow down to a kli and then, right, so Vahain Bias, Lav Kami, isn't it like, again, we gotta flip the girsa here. The carbonator flips the girsa. Lav Kami, isn't it like Shechibro Viacharka Chakahu? Right? Isn't a house like you attached it and then you engraved it and then you made it? Why? Because by a house you have raw materials, and then they're not Kalim, and then you attach it to and it only becomes a house after you attach it, after you put it to the ground. So isn't that parallel to a case where you have a stone, you attach it to the ground, and then you carve it out to make it into a bowl? And what does Rav say in that case? Rav says, you bow down to a house, it's usser. But this Mishnah sounds like, no. It's only once, if you attached it to the ground before it was a kli, then it's going to be called karka. Right? So isn't that a kashan Rav? Right? This Mishnah sounds like talush, lebosav chibro, it's mechubar. And Rav says, no, it's called talush. So my avala Rav, what's Rav going to do about that? So answer, Patarlab, Sisusan Shalavanim, Hu Gemar Malachtan. No. We're misunderstanding. When you have fancy, perfect stones or boards to make a house with, right when you chisel them into shape, before you put it into the ground, before you attach it to the house, that's already called a kli. That's already called a kli. That's what Rav's talking about. Right? Rav is talking about, where you had Gemar Malacha. You had Gemar Malacha. So it's like, you were chokek it into a kli first, and then you put it in, right? That's what it's like, and that's why it's going to be, okay. That's what's going to be okay, and that's what the, Korban Eida says about the 10th, or the 6th, wide line. Sisusan shel avanim, hakitzutz shemekatetzin ho'avanim. The carving out of the stones itself, hu'agmar, right? This is the completion. The hakitzutz nasa kodem abinyan. And that happens before you put it into the ground. That's like the opposite. It's like you engraved it. You made it into a bowl first, and then you put it into the ground. That's why it is like talush. That's what Rav is talking about. Period. Okay. Says the Gemara. Let's now get back to the Mishnah we quoted earlier. Right? The Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Am Abes. Right? The Mishnah from Avodah Zarah. Remember the case, the I share a wall with Beis Avodah Zarah. And the rocks fall down. And then we have to split it. They're all considered tame. They're all considered tame, machlokes, Tanakama, Rabbi Kiva there, whether it's tame like Sheretz or tame like Nida. But isn't that Mishnah against Rabbi Yochanan? But let's have the pliga Rabbi Yochanan, right? It's like Rabbi Yochanan. Which Rabbi Yochanan? A different Rabbi Yochanan that we spoke about before, right? There is a machlokes, Rabbi Shlokesh and Rabbi Yochanan. Very interesting machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Aleph in the Bavli. Right, what happens if you have an idol that falls down and breaks? Falls down and breaks. So is that an automatic bittel? Right, we know a Jew cannot be, if a Jew has an avodah zarah, it's forever usser. A Jew cannot nullify his avodah zarah. But a goy has a kind of a bittel avodah zarah. Can be mevatel the avodah zarah. This is no longer an idol to me. It's null and void. Bittel avodah zarah. What happens, and if a goy smashes his avodah zarah, pashtos, that's a bittel avodah zarah. What happens if it breaks by itself? If it breaks by itself, I know there was a wind and it blew down the Avodah Zarah and it broke. So is that Memela, Rabbi Yochanan says there, it's still Aser. He didn't break it. It's not a Bittel. Reish Lakish says, no, of course that's a bittul. The guy is going to think, what, it couldn't protect itself, it's going to protect me? Right? So what kind of avodah zarah is that? So obviously Reish Lakish says, right, that lashon, mistama bitule bavatala, meimer amar, o atzlala, hu gavra matzlale. It's going to say me? So it's an automatic. So Reb Yochanan says, if something falls down, it's still usser. So we're about to say, isn't that Mishnah against Reb Yochanan? Let's see, because it sounds like it's exactly like Reb Yochanan. Let's see. Pliga, let's have the pliga Reb Yochanan. Isn't that against Reb Yochanan? That Mishnah about the wall falling down in between, Reb Yochanan amar. Because Reb Yochanan says, Avodah Zarah shenishtabra asura. Reb Yochanan says, Avodah Zarah that breaks by itself, it's still asur. It still has the status of Avodah Zarah. Still has the status of Avodah Zarah. Lo kein savrina meimar. But doesn't everybody hold, im b'she'eno asir lachzir and lakilyan, divrei akol mutter. Doesn't everybody hold, meaning it doesn't even Reb Yochanan hold, that if you have no plans, if you know the guy has no plans to remake this broken Avodah Zarah, then for sure it's mutter, right? It's for sure it's a bittul. And isn't that what Armish is talking about? The wall fell down. The wall fell down, it broke. Doesn't sound like you're going to rebuild it, right? So doesn't that Mishnah, the Mishnah say that everybody agrees it's usur, but doesn't Rabbi Yochanan agree that if you don't have any plans to, you know, rebuild it, for sure it's mutter, parenthetically, that's also a kash on Reish Lakish. But the Gemara is just focusing on Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says it's always mutter. Right? The Mishnah says it's still a shame of a Zara. So, but it's going to ask on Rabbi Yochanan, right? But doesn't everybody agree that if you have no plans to rebuild it, it's for sure loses its status of a Zara, it's for sure Mevutal. So why does the Mishnah say it's all Tame still? It's still a status of a Zara? Take out the next five words. Tiftar, well, the answer is, no, you know what that case is? Yishtach v'lekol Evan v'Evan v'acharkach b'naya. The case of the wall in between is somewhat a case where they bow down to each of the stones before they made it into a wall. So when it fell down, it was still the same thing that it was. Did it break? Right? You bow down to the stones and now it's still stones. You're right. If it was broken, then everybody would agree that it's not Avodah Zarah anymore. But that's talking about a case where it was Avodah Zarah beforehand. So the Gemara says, V'yafilo Reb Shimon Lakish, lesi pliga. As we just said, isn't that Mishnah also against Reish Lakish? The Reb Shimon Lakish, because Reish Lakish holds Amar Avodah Zarah Shinishtabra Muteris. Right? Reish Lakish says any Avodah Zarah that got broken by itself, even as Mutar, as we just said. Lo Kane, right? So therefore, isn't that against, as we just said, that Mishnah is against Reish Lakish too, for sure. So Gemara says no. Lo Kane Savrita Meimar, don't we say that everybody agrees? Im ba'asidul hachzir lakilyon divrei akol aser. If you know that he's gonna rebuild the idol that broke, then even Reish Lakish would say it's Asr. Right? What Reish Lakish is all Svara? Because the guy's going to say, if it didn't protect itself, it's going to protect me. But if you know that the guy's planning to rebuild it, he obviously is foolish enough to think that it's still something valuable. So here too, what's going on? You didn't clear away all the walls that fell down and put it into the dump. So why are you keeping it there? It must be you're going to rebuild it. If they're in their place, lo kamishu asir lachzir lekel yonain. It doesn't that mean it's like somebody who's going to put it back to their status of kli ve'elu b'mkomanim, and the armish is where it's still there. Obviously, you would have gotten the garbage truck to take away large pieces, right? So you didn't do that here, so it must be you're going to rebuild it, and therefore it is not a problem. So each Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan could each have a new kimta in the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah talking about? No, I would agree there. I would agree there that it is going to be usser. Fine. Says the Gemara, we continue. Rabbi Babashim Rav. So Rav said before, if you bow down to a house, it's usser. Right? We said that. We said maybe that only means if you bow down to the items beforehand. But what does it say? Rabbi Babashim Rav, Amshachva, Labai is usro. La'ilan lo usro. But not to a tree. Not to a tree. Meaning if I attached a tree to the ground and it now takes root, that's for sure mechubar. Even if Rav says that if I attach raw materials, mechubar lakarka, talush l'b'sof chibro, is going to be considered talush, not by a tree. By a tree, it's going to be considered connected with its roots. Says the Gemara, but one second, v'yatanin, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah there in Avodah Zarah, again, back to Avodah Zarah, didn't we learn in the Mishnah there, shalosh asheros hein. There are three types of asherah trees. Right, asherah trees is an Avodah Zarah tree. Right? What are the Shalosh Asheros saying? Remember in the third parak there, we have the Mishnah. Shalosh Batim, Shalosh Avanim, right? All the different types of threes. So the Gemara there says, there are Shalosh Asheros trees, and one of them is where you plant the tree. You plant the tree, it's that is going to be, you know, they plant a tree for Avodah Zarah, so isn't that going to be, the Mishnah says there's going to be Nesar, and here Rav says, no, if you plant it, lo Asra. Answer, Tiftar, no, the Mishnah there that says it's Asr, Sheshtachmel Zamar V'yachachach Matah, is where you worshipped the tree before it was in the ground. Like we said before, you worshipped a cleaf. If you worshipped the Zamora, a vine, and then you attach the vine, so that doesn't remove its status of Avodah Zarah. What is Rav talking about? Well, you planted a tree, you have a nice tree, and then you decide to worship it. That's not going to be Nesar. But if you have a tree that was worshipped, and then you put it into the ground, that would be a problem. There is a day in the Bavli, it doesn't sound like the Yerushalmi holds that way, there's a day there in the Bavli that says, if you plant a tree l'shem to be an Avodah Zarah tree, that's good enough to Aser it. That's good enough to Aser it. Meaning there's three different cases here. There's a case where you have a nice tree, that it's Stam a tree, and then you decide to worship it. Right there, Rav says, it's not necessary. Right? If you have a tree that was worshipped, detached, and now you're going to replant it, so then Rav said, that's what the Mishnah says there, that's usher. But at the middle case, it's not Avodah Zarah beforehand, but as I'm planting, I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah Avodah Zarah, Averis Avodah Zarah. Right? So what about that middle case? That's not 100% clear. Yerushalmi sounds like that wouldn't be necessary, but the Bavli sounds like that would be necessary. Okay, continue. Levi avar shachvel abayis asro. But Levi said, Zachil, if you bow down to a house, then Rav says that's asro, because that's talos l'mosav chibro. L'ma'ara lo asro. But if you bow down to a cave, that's not going to be asro. Why? Ma bein bayis, ma bein ma'ara. Amrev Chananya, bereder of Hillel, bayis hayalo b'shas t'lisha. The bayis, the house, the raw materials, that was already detached at one point. Ma'ara lo hayalo b'shas t'lisha. Ma'ara, the cave was always karka, right? It was always from Maisa Bracious. And therefore, there is a chilek between, don't look at just physically what's attached right now, but the house was detached originally, and the cave was never detached. Okay, there's a lot to talk about. We could talk about Asherah. There's an important Meshech Chachma at the beginning of Shoftim. Maybe at some point we'll get back to it, about Asherah tree and why Dafka Asherah is so pernicious to be, you know, Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha, right, being a problem even more. I mean, Asherah is usher even in general, anywhere. But next to the Beis HaMikdash, it's even worse. We've spoken about that. Okay, but we have to do the next Mishnah. Minayin l'svina shitahora. Right, totally different halachas. Again, remember we said, what's Rabbi Akiva the Perek doing here? Because we have a lot of ramazim and psukim to different halachas. And one of them is going to be about bris milah on Shabbos. That's where it's going to come up. Some say that's the reason that these lines are here. Manai l'sfinashi matara, how do you know a boat is not makabel toma? A boat. Shenemar derech aniya b'lev yam. The way of a boat is in the yam. So we compare, as we'll see, we compare the boat to the yam. Just like the yam is not makabel toma, so too the boat is not makabel toma. If you are familiar, this is from the second to last parak in Mishlei. Second to last parak in Mishlei. Derech aniya, the last parak in Mishlei is Eishes Chayil. But the second to last parak in Mishlei, Shlomo Melech says, there are three things that I can't fathom. Shlosha hema nifla'u mimeni, v'arba lo yadata. Maybe even a fourth. Four things I can't. The question is, what does he mean here? So he says, derech ha-nesher b'shamayim, the way of the eagle in the heavens, derech nachash aleitzur, the way of a snake on the rock, derech ha-niya b'lev yam, the way of a boat in the water, derech gever ba'alma, the way of a man when he is with a woman. Those are the four things. Ma akesher. What is the connection? What is he driving at here? So you have to work on the pshat here, but that's Mishlei, Be'ez Hashem. We'll talk about that at one point. But if you look in the Me'iri, not in this commentary of Mishlei, if you look in the Me'iri here in Shabbos on Daf Pei Gimel, the Me'iri says, maybe, he gives a couple of days, he says, maybe all of them have to do with Tumah and Tara. Tumah and Tara. He says, maybe Litein Tam, Derech Nachash, Aleitzur. Why is a snake, and the Rishonim asked this also, the Rabbi Nochai, why is a snake not one of the Shmona Shratzim? It's like the most symbolically tame animal. He brought the original chait. That's what he means. But matam derech nachash aleitzur shu tor u'shmona shratzim tameim uma chulda she'ena memisa mitama nachash shememis umar betumei no din shari tamei
Surely a snake should be one of the shratzim, a snake is not. Derech nesher bashamayim, shehu ov tamei, vinim atayim begadim. Right? A nesher flies the highest in the heavens, and yet it's a tamei animal. Shouldn't you have a tar animal that flies the highest? Nesher pashas, as they say, is a vulture, not an eagle. Venevileis ov tahar, mitamei beisabliya. Derech gever ba'alma, shechvazera b'meya isha tahar, vim poltaso toch shlosha tamei. When the shechvazera is inside a woman, it's tahar. Only once it's poletes, it becomes tameh. So it's all Tumah V'Tahara questions. Shlomo Melech is asking, according to that day of the Meiri. But either way, according to our Gemara, we're comparing the boat and the yam. Next, minayin laaruga. How do you know an aruga? You have a little area that you're going to plant. Shishisha shisha tvachim. That if you kill Izroim, right, you have an area a little bit, 6x6 tvachim, a very small area. There's a way to plant zorin betocha, chamisha zoronim, arba, ba'arba, ruchas, aruga, vachas, ba'amsa. There's a way to plant five different types of zoroim. Remember, we discussed this at length in kilayim. There's five types of kilayim. Kilay HaKerem has its own rules. With a vineyard, you need a certain amount of area around a vine and around the vineyard. But zoroim, if you remember, has to do with what it looks like. Does it look like being together? And that might be even on a daraisa level. We mentioned from the Torah Zeraim. On a daraisa level, the yisod of kilay Zeraim is marasayin. Does it look like it's together? And that's why, if you remember, you could have some cases we're going to have here where you have two fields right next to each other, but they come to a point. So even if they're right next to each other, it doesn't look like it's separate. It's together, so therefore it's going to be okay. So here, you can have five different Zeraim. Zeraim means seeds or vegetables in a little area, as long as it looks separate. Vachas b'am. So where is there a remez that you could have five in the area? Shnemar, ki ka'aretz totzit simcha, ukagana zeru tatzmiach. Zara tatzmiach lo nemar, ela zeru eha tatzmiach. So there's five different lashonos that mean seeds in this pasuk, and that's why it's going to be, that's the remez. Velo, one more line. Velo mina yam lamata, don't you learn from the yam? You know what? Let's stop here. Let's stop by Gemara, but the Shem will continue next time with the Gemara.